Marshall Crenshaw has just released his 8th album, which is called Number 447. Crenshaw began his career playing John Lennon in the Broadway hit Beatlemania and portrayed Buddy Holly in the movie La Bamba. Known for his encyclopedic knowledge of rock, he's starting a biweekly column on the website VH1.com about rock and roll movies. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Number 447.
Well, I heard your name and I felt so defenseless. Now we're one on one in the light of the setting sun. You say it was nothing that I'd done. You were just restless. Tell me all about.
Marshall Crenshaw has been mining the same rock and roll motherlode of guitar chord progressions and lyric themes since his 1982 debut. But unlike most musicians who stay in the same groove, he hasn't run out of variations or inspiration. If anything, he's an inspiration to us all, demonstrating a way you can sustain an artistic career by turning obsession into healthy nourishment.
I watch you cross the street.
That's pretty classic Marshall Crenshaw doing a song called TMD, which stands for Truly, Madly, Deeply. It's a good example of the way he can take a cliche and turn it into an expression that's explosive with dreams, hopes, and emotion, which, now that I think about it, could be an alternate title for the song. But there are also tracks on this CD that I think are going to alienate fans of classic Crenshaw. In a couple of places, he experiments with straightforward instrumentals, as on the rather sentimental Edie's tune.
There's a precedent for what Crenshaw is doing on this new CD. It's his 1983 album Field Day, in which he employed the producer Steve Lillywhite to boost his sonic power with layered instrumentation and vocals, and to generally bring what's considered Marshall's retro sound up to date. The album bombed. It took me a while of listening, but I came to love Field Day because its songs were as strong as any he had written, and he really committed to the sound he was gambling on. The same is true of the material on Number 447, such as the Latin-inflected Dime a Dozen Guy.
I saw her Sunday down by the breakers. She drove right by me. I was stunned to realize that she was riding with that Dime a Dozen Guy. Thank you.
In the end, this is Marshall Crenshaw for the millennium, which means a summation of all his strengths and quirks and remarkably few weaknesses. He may not sell many records, but as far as I'm concerned, his CDs are money in the bank.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. This is Fresh Air.